And now,
we present to you
Seriously
Ignorant
News.
S-I-N.
Just ignorant.
It's a little disturbing.
Ignorant.
I could understand if it was 200 years ago.
Seriously?
For real?
Ignorant.
S-I-N.
Seriously Ignorant News.
It is 6 minutes before the hour. Catch Damon Williams this Friday in the ATL, Atlanta, Georgia, at the Uptown Comedy Corner. It's one show only, Friday, 8 p.m. Seriously Ignorant News chief correspondent Damon Williams reports on a man selling ice cream. That doesn't make you soft. Seriously, Damon?
Seriously, Skip. As serious as a freak with a mouthful of Pop Rocks.
Wow.
Whoa.
What she be doing?
Jackie said, wow.
Wow.
All right, check this out. This story proves that ignorance has no boundaries. Comes all the way from Italy, man. 64-year-old Italian ice salesman. He wasn't selling ice cream. He was selling Italian ice in his truck. He was selling these ices as he's been doing for over 30 years. But this time he was selling it to new customers at a construction site. So a rival Italian ice driver had a problem with it. So when the 64-year-old man was leaving the site, the younger driver, like the LeBron problem y'all was talking about earlier, followed him and cut him off in traffic and began to berate him and tell him, you know, you in my territory, you can't sell your ice around here. So I guess it's real in these streets when it comes to this Italian ice.
It's real in these streets.
Yeah, the man, the 64-year-old man said, man, I've been doing this so long, you know, you beat it. And started threatening him, so the younger cat reaches in the ice cream truck and punches the old man several times in the face.
What?
Yeah, all this over some Italian ice in the neighborhood.
Really?
So when he was arrested, the younger cat said he never hit the man, but witnesses saw the whole thing, so now he's in court to defend himself. Seriously.
Seriously?
Yes. As serious as a black man in a traffic stop.
Oh.
You know how serious you get when that happens? Yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah. No, sir.
We all took it very seriously.
Very much
everybody,
so.
Yeah. Everybody took a breath right there. Like, wait a minute.
We took a pause. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Do I need to give you a different one?
No.
All right, bring it.
As serious as a guy who pretends to be cool with your kids so he can hit it. How about that?
Hey. Right. Hey.
Hey. Nobody.
So, Damon.
Yes, sir.
The Italian ice game is pretty much like the drug game, I guess.
Yeah.
For them.
It's a little different over there.
So that old head was like, hey, look here, man. I will sell my ice wherever I want to sell it.
Smack,
don't you come
smack,
over
smack.
Here. Look here. Don't you come around here trying to start no trouble or nothing like that.
Whop,
I'm
going to
sell my
smack.
Ice.
Keeping it 100.
Hey, you punched me in my face. What are you doing over there? Come on.
You got a New York Italian ice man.
Yeah, right. I was like, we're gonna
win. Why not?
All right. Why not is right. All right, my next story comes closer. I like that. Comes closer to home. An employee at a Decatur, Texas Walmart has been arrested for fraud and theft. Now we all done bought some things and returned it and possibly even used it after you bought it and then returned it.
Well.
Hell, back in the day, we would steal it, then take it back and return it. But that's just my life. and that's a true story. This 50-year-old lady, Nasina Walker, who had been employed at Walmart since 1982, is accused of creating fake returns. So she didn't even buy nothing. She just kept returning them because she was a cashier. So apparently, the first time she did it, she said she started with a small amount, like $50. But when they didn't notice, she said she began to take more. So it got to the point where she would do a $100 item. And then it got so bad that one day she took $8,000 worth of returns, totaling over $240,000 in a year's time. So she was taking, but she claimed she was taking this money to cover her elderly parents' medical expenses. But the crazy thing that, even since she's been working at Walmart since 1992 or 82, she still ain't made $240,000 on salary. So I don't blame her for stealing from there. Seriously.
Oh, man.
In my grandmama's house, that kind of hustle is known as Every Tuesday. Yeah, we're going to go ahead and make this money. Go on, give me them old fake receipts. No,
Every Tuesday.
I need to act like I'm taking something back. Yeah, every Tuesday. That's nothing new right there.
Well, she did it every day, and now she's going to be spending every Tuesday in jail.
No,
seriously.
Oh, that's sad.
It is sad. As serious as a Nasina Walker, 50 years old.
Nasina? Nasina, now, I'm going to need you to stop being unruly in this prison now. I don't care what you did on the outside, but you're going to respect me on the inside, Nasina.
And that's just seriously good news with the Afion Crockett edition.
You ain't no real criminal, Nasina. You doing paper crime.
I see y'all live in Atlanta this Friday.
Right, you ain't stabbed nobody, Nathana. Not up in there.
Not with them Walmart drawers on.
Nathana go hard like that. Couple of minutes before the hour.